listening to After the Collapse on RadioRegent.com, a radio show exploring issues relating to economic exploitation. To learn more about us, please visit afterthecollapse.net to read about and listen to archived recordings of our show. This week, we present part one of a panel discussion held February 5th, 2015, at the Art Gallery of Ontario in partnership with the Black Lives Matter Toronto Coalition, titled, It Could Have Been Me, Perspectives on the Fight for Racial Justice and the Legacy of Jean-Michel Basquiat. The discussion was part of AGO's monthly First Thursday event and included a sneak preview to their new exhibition, Jean-Michel Basquiat, Now's the Time. And it was capped off by some live DJing by hip-hop legend Grandmaster Flash. Here is Sean O'Neill, First Thursday lead programmer, to start off the evening.
Thank you. so much in the gospel of love to call us a light, even in the most juicy spiritualized sins, for those souls that don't have that freedom. While celebrating the vibrancy and richness of grace for these eyes, we believe it is our duty to recognize the greater consciousness and sin in this cause, and more importantly, how we can be appropriate and valuable to this view. We want to honor that gift and legacy while remembering that we have blackness and sin and violence, so that our time of black life has extended hours from the bright, bright of age of virtual disability. To acknowledge that in the day, the road who were stuck in your hands. To Bob Martin, whose last presence was a pack of skittles for Christine. To Mike Brown, who lay out in the street dead, face down for over 4 hours. To another and acknowledge that locally, we have our own tragedy. To Mary Farby, who was lost to steal regional police and had had a patient of last year, and his death is still incompleted by investigation. Recognizing the potency of that dead heart provides a moment of remembrance for those who cannot sit and heal this heart. The song, Lisa Bastiat, was deemed the radiant child. She wasn't deemed the radiant child. She might have been the one thing that I had to breathe in at the time for being chosen by a white police officer. As we listen to lines from the speaker who recorded a famous tale, I hope you will continue to remember our lives and speak about those voices from our community and remember why Black Lives Matter. Thank you, Michael, of our use of the word see, which we envision as an access to acknowledge to the inclusive language is perpetuated without regard. Our use of the word specifically speaks to the ways in which Black bodies are simultaneously appropriated to the race. And why Black racism is visualized as Black people, we draw on Black Thank you. You know, when you do that, it's such a really nice effect.
Surrounding crew. Immigration, integration, aggravation, anti-immigration. From a land in total desperation. You ain't gotta buy it or try it. I'll say it, they won't play it. But coming in is a new breed of MCs to relay it. Easy to misunderstood, to understand this song. Beware, the youth is not youth for long.
I find it crazy that people wait for people a trending topic on Twitter to take notice to take a problem that's been going on for generations. I dedicate this song to everybody that lost their life in unlawful police violence, and gun violence. Looking at the TV like how they do that shit. Y'all wasn't born yesterday, so y'all ain't new to this. They put us in a damn box like we was slanging the bricks, like we was hitting them lips. Always committing them crimes, but ain't nobody out here just gonna block my shine. My mama told me work hard and the world could be mine. Just keep my head up and respect my grind. No matter all these racial barriers that I gotta climb. They mad at a young man cause he be speaking his mind. But when I throw my hoodie on, they wanna stop and stare. Maybe the clothes I wear, maybe my nappy hair. But I'ma tell you right now that no, this shit ain't fair. My message is to stop police violence. It's deeper than these words and verbs that I'm rhyming. Change the weather like we in a different climate. If history repeats itself, then we are still behind it.
Yo, what's up?
Yo,
yo, where you at right now?
I'm out of
I'm trying to wake up and shit.
Hold on.
Wait, what?
Put the gun down.
Yo,
man, it's my cell phone.
Yo, you there? Gotta keep my head up, cause nobody's offending me. Even though the whole world wanna get rid of me. To be a strong black man, yeah, that's the remedy. Everywhere I go, I'm feeling like a public enemy. I'm feeling like a public enemy. Cause I know the world today wanna get rid of me. I'm feeling like a public enemy. I keep my head up cause ain't nobody offending me. Sending my condolences to the families of Trayvon Martin and Sean Bell. And anybody else who lost their lives to acts of police brutality, gun violence, and any racially driven crimes. Let's stop this all once for all. Black Day for President 2012.
That was The Evil Empire Of by Public Enemy, followed by Public Enemy by Black Dave. And you've been listening to part one of a panel discussion held February 5th, 2015 at the Art Gallery of Ontario, in partnership with the Black Lives Matter Toronto Coalition, titled, It Could Have Been Me, Perspectives on the Fight for Racial Justice and the Legacy of Jean-Michel Basquiat. This is After the Collapse on RadioRegent.com, and we will now return to the panel discussion.
I'm going to go to the next one.
It's only not the right way to be able to do it, right? And so when you think about other secondary people who go to the middle of the week, it tells a story about enthusiasm and people who get to tell what you think about and what you have learned today. And not only is it the music, but you can have this other work that has to go to the week and then to write your book that has been created over the next few weeks and then to write your book that has been created over the next few weeks.
There's a lot that we Thank you.
think it can be the process of creating, whether it's art, you know, whether it's creating relationships, it can be very, it can kind of be difficult when you are coming from a place of time. This is a lot of rising up communities. And then to come from a place of time, with the sense of hope. I think about, for example, the relationship with restaurants and the water. I think it's a complicated relationship in some ways. People don't want to say it's easy to figure out, why do we try to find the people that we see? And the kind of power of what we are feeling and making feel and letting them see into the time. This is what my young people are supposed to do. But I think that I'm a firm believer in the benefits of self-determination, but also being self-determined. Being mindful of the fact that I'm not supposed to be here continuously. For example, there's no black people on the planet. And my job is to either be attention to that or to do that next step. I feel like I can do that so, that is something that I'm saying, and being mindful of and really desiring to be accountable for, and not necessarily knowing by doing it. I think that's part of what it means to come down the process. And while being self-centered is great, it's just the first step in that process. And part of that is having conversations with, black friends or some black teams in it. I'm saying, what is it that is, that's just considering the mission. And I think it's something that, to be keeping this in mind for us. And this art, with my art, is not active in that. But I also need to be mindful of the ways in which the resources are. And I should only, again, be here for a short period of time. My job is to see if this is taking some of the other things to do. And make those avenues more open to them. And that's the same thing with protest, it's the same thing with the day-to-day work of organizing that doesn't really work well. To bring attention to the mass groups of people who just don't get acknowledgement for that work. And that can be really difficult when you're trying to take time, because perhaps it's myself, for example, not being a friend of mine, how I like to do it, but I really need to kind of take place. And this person is like, oh, you are so artistic. To not let that person become dependent on the fact that I think it's a real conversation that we need to talk about. We know that we live in the steps of happiness, and we know that this is a lie. And it's a one of that feeling of guilty that the government has to come over the bar, you know, it's going to happen, right? And I think that it's really tricky to figure out how to be transformative.
Thanks for listening to part one of It Could Have Been Me, Perspectives on the Fight for Racial Justice and the Legacy of Jean-Michel Basquiat, a panel discussion held on February 5th, 2015 at the Art Gallery of Ontario in partnership with the Black Lives Matter Toronto Coalition. I'm Louis Maroney, and for myself and Jim Vernon, we'd like to thank you for listening to After the Collapse on RadioRegent.com. You can read about and listen to archived episodes of After the Collapse, including part two of this panel discussion at afterthecollapse.net.